Marquette, in interviews with investigators, has said that he was moved into a cell next to Mr. Matt in late January, and that the plan was already, they had already been discussing the plan prior to that move. So that makes it, you know, somewhere around or more than 6 months.
What would an average night be like as he was exploring the catacombs of the prison?
Well, according to his account, he would leave his cell after the 11:30 head count. He had sawed a hole in the back of the cell. It's a steel wall at the back of the cell. He'd sawed a hole through that, and that would give him access to an area of catwalks, a sort of area in between the walls of the cell block. He would shinny down some pipes and go below the cell block. There's a network of tunnels that runs under the cell blocks and the yards of the prison, which is in excess of 150 years old. And according to what he told the investigators, he would wander around down there at night and was doing that every night for months, looking for a way to get out. Ultimately, through trial and error, they found a way out.
Part of your story hinges on a bit of luck that came to him during his explorations of how to get out. Explain what happened with this heating system pipe.
Well, he told the investigators that he had found a spot by a concrete wall of one of the tunnels where he saw pipes entering the wall. And it was a series of pipes. And one of the pipes he could see along the outside of the pipe as it entered the wall. And he could see that on the other side, there was another tunnel. And it was a distance of some, I think it was described to me as perhaps a car length. And so he began to try and break through that wall, mostly with a sledgehammer and a chisel and some other tools. That was very slow going. It was also very, very hot because one of those pipes that passed through the wall was a 24-inch steam main. But on May 4th, the prison's heating plant, which is outside the walls of the prison, shut down for the season. And he noticed that what had been a blisteringly hot pipe cooled down. And to him, it looked like a shortcut, and he took it.
There's going to be scores of investigations, but from your reporting, do we know why after 11:30, it was basically free rein for David Sweat to go into the bowels of the prison?
Well, by his telling of it, the correction officers on his cell block, who were required to make hourly bed checks, I believe it was hourly, made none of them. And he was confident that in his time first searching for a route and then later digging and then later sawing through the steel pipe, through the wall of the steel pipe, so he and Mr. Matt could exit that way. He was confident that he would not be discovered missing from his bunk.
Is there any indication from the sources you've spoken with who were, you know, conducting the investigations why he is being cooperative with the interviewers?
The response that I got when I asked that question was that has a certain amount of pride in what he was able to accomplish as far as the escape goes. And, you know, he does realize that whatever cooperation he provides isn't going to get him onto an honor block again, but it will, I'm sure in his mind, he's hopeful that he'll get some consideration from that.